The chapel today may sound a bit familiar because the last two chapels addressed similar topics. So I'm thinking maybe the Lord has some special messages for you, because this was not a coordinated attempt. We begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, cause the lamp of truth to light the pathway of our lives. Amen. On a certain website, I found the following. According to a Gallup poll conducted in May 2018, 49% of Americans say that the state of moral values in the United States is poor. Meanwhile, 37% of U.S. adults say moral values are only fair, and 14% say they are excellent or good. What is moral and what is not is clearly defined, but sadly, countless Americans these days are choosing to redefine the meaning of moral in order to justify their self-indulgent, hedonistic behaviors and lifestyles. Hedonism is the pursuit of fleshly pleasures. Continue the quote. In Edward Gibbon's final volume of the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, three of the five major causes he identifies behind the fall of one of history's greatest empires that today's America currently identifies with are the breakdown of the family, an insatiable craving for pleasure, and the decay of religion. When I was in elementary school, in the small town in which we lived, there were two women living there who, one wore a man's suit and the other wore a dress. They were lesbians. Now, at that time, I had no idea what that word was. But I knew that God frowned on that kind of behavior. The churches of the day preached that homosexuality is wrong. Parents took time to teach their children about this. Society in general condemned it. In fact, throughout our country, it was a crime. Today, children hardly know what is right and wrong. Many churches don't condemn homosexuality. In fact, they welcome homosexuals as preachers. Many parents let the public schools tell the children what is right and wrong. Society has declared that this is acceptable behavior. The Supreme Court has ruled that sodomy is acceptable, even though there was a previous Supreme Court says it was unconstitutional. That is, that the laws against homosexuality were constitutional. This is one example of the kind of deterioration that is taking place in our country, deterioration in morality. The Sixth Commandment has been tossed in the wastebasket of time. Eighth Commandment, I talked last time about the vile and abusive language that is shamelessly spouted by our leaders. Fourth Commandment, young and old alike show disrespect for parents and those in authority. Second Commandment, the name of God is freely and frequently taken in vain. Now, we could go on and on. But the fact of the matter is that a sense of morality has been fading away in this country, the country in which you are growing into adulthood. How is this affecting you and your morality? You can be sure that it is. You can't go out in a rainstorm without getting wet. So the prayer of Jesus, our Savior, is especially important. Shortly before his crucifixion, he prayed to his Father, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Sanctification means separation. The first sanctification in our lives took place, in all probability, at the time of our baptism, when the Father sent the Holy Spirit to separate us from sin to righteousness, from Satan to Jesus, from the evil world to the Holy Christian Church, from unbelief to faith. Sanctification continued after that, as day by day the Holy Spirit assured and reassured us that our sins are forgiven, thereby separating us from our sins. As he separated us also from our ignorance by teaching us more and more of the divine truth. As he separated us from conformity to the world by continually transforming us. And so it continues to this day and beyond. All of this he does, as Jesus said, through the truth. His word is truth. The word is God talking to us. And when he talks, his power goes forth in the physical world. And when he talks, his grace goes forth in the spiritual world. His power surrounds and protects us. His grace fills and comforts us and strengthens us. In other words, when we hear the word of God, God is at work to keep the world separate from us and to keep us separate from the world, sanctified. From the moment of our baptism, we were set apart. And ever since that time, our Savior has been fervently and jealously working to keep us set apart. He led our forefathers to preserve the truth among us by separating themselves from those who denied the truth. And now he sanctifies us through this truth. Now, if we don't recognize the need to preserve the truth among us, then our sanctification will vanish. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest we drift away. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? This nation is in great danger. As families, churches, and society slip further and further away from God and his truth. God wants you to be awake to the danger, to be alert for the enemy, and to keep yourselves separate. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Obviously, we cannot do this on our own. And therefore, we turn to our Heavenly Father, our Savior God, and we pray. Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Hymn 409, verse 1.